Little Wolves. In the woods, a door sits in the base of a large tree. A mailbox outside reads, B.B. Wolf. Inside, the big bad wolf points at a poster titled, Choice Cuts of Pig. Three little wolves watch attentively.
Is das nicht dein Sausage Meat?
Ja, das ist dein Sausage Meat.
Is das nicht dein Pigsen Feet?
Ja, das ist dein Pigsen Feet.
Is das gut für Schweinestu?
Das ist gut für Schweinestu.
Is das nicht dein Curlicue?
Ja, das ist dein Curlicue.
He shows a pig product chart.
Roasted pork, glass of schnapps, ham and eggs, pork chops, Pigsen Feet.
Behind his back, the little wolves share looks. They each take out a slingshot.
Now all together.
Three stones hit the wolf in the head, knocking off his hat.
Hey, cut it out or Pop will blow your ears off.
The little wolves dance. Elsewhere in the woods, two little pigs dance around. One plays a fiddle and the other plays a fife. They approach a blowing horn hanging from a tree. A sign reads, Wolf Alarm, for emergency use only. With wide grins, they peer down a hill. At the bottom, a pig in overalls builds a large wooden contraption. At the top of a ladder, he uses a rope to hoist up a machine with interlocking gears. He pauses to wipe sweat from his brow, then studies a blueprint titled, Wolf Pacifier. The plan features a complicated contraption that includes a treadmill and boxing machine. The two pigs at the top of the hill nod. One blows into the horn. The builder pig lets go of the rope and tumbles down amid screws and bolts. Trying to get up, he whacks his head on a plank. He races toward the hill, then turns back for a rifle with a flared muzzle. By the wolf alarm sign, he aims the rifle backward against his shoulder. As he spins it around the right way, the two pigs peek out from behind the tree. He shoots skyward and apples fall down on him. The other two laugh. The builder pig frowns angrily.
Someday.
An apple splats his head. The builder pig puts his hat on over it and stands.
Someday the wolf will get you. Then you'll be in a fix. You'll blow that horn and I won't come. I'll think it's one of your tricks.
The builder pig props his rifle on his shoulder and marches off. They blow the horn at him. His hat flies off and he fires skyward again. His hat lands on his head with a hole in it. Frowning, he marches away. The other two fall over laughing. Meanwhile, the big bad wolf creeps through the forest, followed by his three little wolves. They stop at a stand of trees, each disappearing behind one, then crane their necks out for a peek. Tiptoeing on, they hide behind another group of trees. Seeing the two laughing pigs, the big bad wolf licks his lips. He turns to the little wolves.
Now remember what Papa told you.
Okay.
With a sly grin, the big bad wolf sets down a large polka-dotted carpet bag. He takes out a bonnet and a wig with blonde pigtails and puts it on. Meanwhile, the two pigs nod to one another. One puts the horn to his lips. They turn to see the crying wolf wearing makeup and dressed as a shepherdess.
What's the matter, little girl?
I'm little Bo Peep, and I lost my sheep, and I don't know where to find them.
The pigs share a sad look and shake their heads.
Don't cry, Bo Peep. We'll find your sheep.
The pigs search around. One looks under a few small rocks. The little wolves wear sheepskins and bound around like sheep. The wolf covers a cough.
Oh, goody, goody, goody.
Come on.
As the pigs run after the disguised wolves, the big bad wolf grins and trots happily after them. The pigs follow the little wolves along a path, running down a hill, around a pond, and under a fallen tree. As the big bad wolf jumps over the tree, his ruffled bloomers fall around his ankles. He pulls them up as he keeps stride with the others. The pigs follow the pretend sheep into the big bad wolf's house. The wolf follows them inside, shutting the door behind them. The wolf locks the door and swallows the key. Watching, the pigs turn bright red and bashfully put a finger to their mouths.
Why, Bo Peep!
Bo Peep!
The wolf tears off his disguise.
The wolf!
The pigs scramble. The one with the horn blows it. As they run into another room, the little wolves tackle them. Two wolves fight over a pig. One yanks on the pig's leg while the other pulls on his head. The third wolf swings an axe at the pig with the horn. As the pig ducks under a table, the axe lodges in the wood. Watching the struggle, the big bad wolf sharpens a knife. At his contraption, the builder pig lets go of the rope and tumbles down. He whacks his head on the plank. He races toward the hill, then turns back for the rifle. He stops himself, waves a dismissive hand, and marches back to his contraption. Meanwhile, the pigs lie trussed in a large pot. The wolf screws carrots into their tails.
Is das nicht dein Curlicue?
Ja, das ist dein Curlicue.
The little wolves wait at a table with bowls, spoons, and knives.
Pigs and feet, sausage meat, little pigs is good to eat.
As the little wolves dance around the pigs, one blows the horn in their faces. The pigs nod to each other with a wink.
Oh, why don't you blow it loud?
The little wolf takes deep breaths, puffing up his chest. As he blows hard, his pants fall down. His face purple, he pants.
That's a sissy blow.
Sissy, huh? Give me that horn. I'll show him.
The big bad wolf grabs the horn and shoves the little one aside. As he puffs up his chest, his suspenders break. He blows. The front door bursts open and a huge gust travels across the forest. It reaches the builder pig, who paints the outside of his contraption to look like a fruit stand.
The wolf!
He pulls on a long shaft attached to his disguise contraption that sits on wheels. As he races through the forest, pulling the boxy wolf pacifier behind him, it causes the trees to bend to make room for it. Meanwhile, the wolf faces the pigs holding two apples.
Say ah.
He shoves them in their mouths. He brings the pot to an oven. The builder wears a mustache.
Who's there?
Nice ripe tomato! I'm giving a free sample.
Free sample? Well!
He opens the door.
Let me have it!
A tomato hits the wolf in the face. He chases the pig into the disguised wolf pacifier. It shakes and the walls surrounding it fall down, revealing its inner workings. As the wolf runs on a treadmill, the pig yanks on a lever. A boxing glove on a spring punches the wolf in the gut. He jumps and lands, seated in a high chair. Robotic arms remove his top hat and dust off the top of his head. A series of rolling pins bonk him. The chair moves him to a row of old boots, which kick him in turn. The last kick leaves him upside down with his head through a hole in a floor. Two boxing gloves pummel his head like it's a speed bag. The little wolves run out from the house. The robotic arms lift the wolf by the scruff and his ruffled bloomers and dunk him in a barrel of tar. Another arm shakes a bag of feathers on him. Covered in feathers, the wolf gets shoved into a cannon. Wooden arms use a plunger to stuff him all the way inside. Another robotic hand lights the fuse. The little wolves run away. The wolf flies over them, leaving a wolf-shaped hole in a cloud. Later, the three pigs march out of the house. One plays a pot like a drum, the other plays his fife, and the builder holds the bloomers on a shepherd's staff like a flag. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.